Like we know from past experience how dangerous those type of games are. Qualifying games all take on a life of their own, you know, and if you ain't mentally right and you haven't everything right, you can so easily get turned over. So we are well aware of that, particularly with last year's experience, you know, that we wanted to mature. We are well prepared and everybody's in the right frame of mind. Wee bit edgy the first 10 minutes, but as you say, the goal sort of settled us down. And I thought, you know, we really started to play a lot of good football. They and then had to come chase the game, and we found space then, obviously, in the second half.
Up until the goal, it was 5-4. Would you have been a wee bit worried playing with the breeze? That if the goal hadn't come, it might have been a bit of a struggle there.
Well, we knew ourselves like that. We prepared for a 70-minute game, like, and that's what you have to do in the qualifiers. Like this, you ain't going to blow any team away, no matter whether you're playing with a breeze or not. It just doesn't work like that. So say we prepared as well for this game as we prepared for the Donegal game, and got a good result, a very good result. And one thing I said to them in there, like, this squad is now in a position where we always keep talking about horses for courses, but we are able to make changes. Like that proved the case today. Niall in the full back, Chrissy in the middle of the field. Like a year ago, we wouldn't have been in a position to have made those sort of swaps or whatever and changes, but it really worked today.
Like Keelan O'Boyle was outstanding.
Playing really, really well, and you know, I was very tempted to take Owen Bradley off because of the fact that he had a match during the week there, but the other side of it, I want him and Keelan to start playing together, and there's wee signs that that's starting to happen, which is a big plus for us.
Fergal looked like he struggled he was stretching his back out after 90 seconds on the ground, even before he got the knock setting up the goal. How fit is he?
Well, listen, any other player, probably other than Fergal Doherty, and he had been an Alton Galvin after colliding with the post, but, you know, Fergal says, just let us settle, I'll be all right. And listen, the 20 minutes that he's on the second half, again, he was brilliant. Like, a couple of great catches, drives at the opposition. He's very good at doing that. He really, really drives the opposition. So, hopefully all right. Well, listen, he is all right because he played.
You pleased with the composure of the second half? You totally controlled the game when Derry had possession of the ball, sort of tried to draw them out of it.
Yeah, like they had to go chasing the game, and that's the ideal position that you want to be, you know, that the opposition has to come out and allow space for the front men. That worked very, very well. But listen, it's just a stepping stone, but it's a good stepping stone for us in that we're now getting a lot of our panel back and we're beginning to look stronger. So, you know, we're looking forward to next week already.
Is the running game sort of so ingrained, right? They just seem a wee bit slow at times to realise the space is there. When Wexford came, man, there was space in front of Owen and Keelan at times in the second half, and just a wee bit reluctant to get the head up and kick the ball.
Yeah, it's not the first time I've said this year. This is a team that actually could do with timeout every so often, just to say to them, look, there is space, let's start, you know, what do you call, and get it ingrained in their head. But, you know, being able to mix it now is a big plus. You know, when we did give the ball into Keelan and Owen, they were winning it and causing trouble. On the other side of it, we were creating chances when we were running the ball as well. So it's nice to be able to mix it.
Do you think this can be maybe quarter finals? Are you targeting anything? Or?
Yeah, we're targeting next week.
And that's it?
That's it, yeah. Listen, if you start thinking beyond yourself in the qualifiers, you're going to be dumped out. Like, you just can't work like that. But as I say, the good thing from our point of view is that our panel is getting stronger from week to week, and we have options which weren't the case, you know, early on in the year.
They're maturing a wee bit, aren't they, too, some of them boys?
Well, listen, you know, you learn, and the more matches that you play, like, the one thing we learned from the Donegal game, like, in the last 8 minutes, we had the ball for 1 minute, and Donegal had the ball for 1 minute, and those 6 minutes used up on 2 black yards. Now, that comes with craft and know-how and been there and done that, and the only way to do it is on the field. So we're learning, like, we're definitely learning.